You're listening to the Fitness Matters podcast with Paula B, and this is episode number 67, Results. Well, hello, hello, my friends. It's good to see you. Or, you know what? I'm just going to leave that because I try to start off like that all the time, and then I correct myself because, of course, this is a podcast and I don't see you at all. And even if you're watching the video, I mean, you're looking at a still photograph of me, so you're kind of seeing me, but you're also kind of not. This is not video form. I'm so used to working in video form on my Paula B Fitness YouTube channel that I don't think about saying something different when I'm starting a podcast. So, hello. It's good to be heard. How about that? And you know, it always is good to be heard. I know that you think that too, like in your life, in your world. And that's as good a segue as any into talking about what we're talking about this week, because we are, of course, talking about fitness matters that matter to you. And I happen to know that your results matter to you because I just got an email this morning that totally exemplified. Like I was reading it and I'm like, could I have had better timing with this? This is literally exactly what I'm going to be talking about on the podcast in, you know, less than 10 minutes. I got this email this morning from a woman who, the gist of the email, she actually asked me a question, and that's not entirely relevant, but the gist of the email was talking about how she has a certain way that she likes to work out, and, you know, she's really excited about the new videos that I have put out for the month of March, and she was kind of wondering, like, what to do with them, essentially. And she was talking about how, you know, she has a certain way that she likes to do things that she has been doing, and she doesn't really watch what she eats per se, and she understands that my philosophy, you know, the 5-0 method, is that you need to do all 5 things. And essentially the question was, is it okay if I continue to do things the way I've been doing things? And the problem, or the reason why she was asking, because she even said, you know, I'm not getting results, but I want to keep doing things the way I'm doing them. And I was amused by this for a couple of reasons. Number one, I mean, this is kind of off topic, but it's something that made me laugh, actually. I very, very, very frequently get messages or comments or emails from people who say, I love your work, I love your philosophy, I love the 5-0 method. Here's what I do. Can I go ahead and keep doing it? It's so funny to me to start off by saying, oh, I love what you're telling me to do, but I don't want to do it. Because, not because I'm laughing at you by any stretch of the imagination. It's simply funny because we all do this. Every single one of us. I spent 6 years listening to the advice of the person who is now my YouTube coach. Like, I finally just plunked down some money and said, okay, tell me what to do. Because I was listening to the advice of this person on YouTube and kind of thought I was following it, and I was like, oh, I totally get your advice. I totally get what you're saying. I am absolutely thinking about the things you're telling me to think about, but I'm not getting any results. Well, I wasn't getting any results because I was not doing what this person told me to do at all. Like, at all, in even the tiniest bit. I thought I was. I was doing what felt good to me. I was doing what felt like it was in my comfort zone. I was doing the things that I wanted to be doing that were kind of related to the advice I was getting. And this is, I know, what you do too. And again, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. I'm laughing with you because we all do this. We want results. And we think we're doing something that's going to get us results, but then we're not getting the results that we want. And we make this mistake, the actual crux of what we're talking about today. We say, I'm not getting results. Oh, my friend, you are. You are 100% getting results right now. Are they the results you want? That's the real question. Every single thing that you have in your life, in any way that you can possibly think about that, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, everything. Every single thing you have in your life is a result. And even better, it is a result that you created. Now, that's a double-edged sword, of course, because when we're talking about I'm not getting the results that I want, oh, you are still getting results, and they're not what you want, and you created that. But the results that you have that you do want, you created that. So here's the great news. You actually can create every single good result that you want in the world. But you're going to need to take some responsibility for it. And you're going to need to direct yourself through your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions to get the results that you want. So let's just take a minute really quickly to truly sit in that understanding that every single thing in your life is a result that you created. Like, look around you right now. Literally take a moment to look around you. Now, I know those of you who are outside on a walk are like, well, I did not create this tree. I did not create this street. What you created was your ability to go for a walk. What you created, possibly, was the headphones in your ears, meaning that you created that result by thinking, gee, I'd like to listen to a podcast while I'm out for a walk. So you probably either went to the store or you went online and you bought yourself a pair of shoes, something to wear, a pair of headphones, some sort of device that can play a podcast. You downloaded the podcast. You found me in the first place. You did all kinds of things that you don't even think about in order to create the result of listening to a podcast while you are outside for a walk right now. If you are inside doing something else, you can really look around you. Specifically in a place where you live, you can really look around you. Look at your fireplace, look at your couch, look at your cat, look at your kitchen, look at the things on the walls. Every single thing that you can see is a result that you created. You had a thought, an idea, a need, perhaps, an argument, maybe, with somebody else in your family about whether or not you actually really wanted to get that couch. But every single thing that you can touch in your house is a result that you created. Every single thing you are is a result that you created. I just went and got a haircut recently. I created that. I created what I see when I look in the mirror. I created, not because I took the scissors and did it myself, but I had the thought, gosh, I need to get a haircut. I went to 3 different haircutting places because even though I totally believe in making appointments, I never make appointments for haircutting. This is totally to the aside, but this is a funny, funny thing that I do that I haven't really put a whole lot of thought work into because it doesn't bother me enough to put some thought work into it. But at some point I am going to put some thought work into this because I know that there's some nugget here that I need to understand, but I absolutely refuse to make hair appointments. There's something about responsibility or being someplace on time that I struggle with, it, specifically with haircuts, but not with other things. But I really prefer to just walk in. I really prefer to just be like, oh my gosh, I need a haircut today. Let me go get a haircut today, right now, this minute. And it backfires on me pretty frequently. And that is the result that I create for myself, is that when I don't want to make an appointment, it takes me over an hour to actually find a place that will take me in to get my haircut. But I still did, thankfully, create the result of having my hair cut. When you look in the mirror at your body, that is a result that you have created. I'm going to let you sit on that one for just a second because I know that this brings up lots of thoughts, and I actually want you to take the time to listen to them. What do you think when I say that to you, that you created your body? Lots of you are not very happy with that thought. Lots of you would love to argue with me that there were extenuating circumstances, that something else happened, that hormones, life, medication, something got in the way. Something made you what you are. Maybe it was your parents. Maybe it was a life of difficulty. Maybe it was this, that, or the other thing. My friend, you created your results. And I want to be really, really clear here that when I say that, that it is not blame ever. I never blame you for the results you are getting. I am simply offering you the chance to take this on as your responsibility. When we pass off the responsibility of our body, our lives, our possessions, our feelings, our actions, when we pass off our responsibility for those things, we are giving up our greatest power. When I am telling you that you have created results, I am also offering you the most immense power that you can possibly have in this lifetime, that you are capable of creating results. You are capable of looking however you want to look when you look in the mirror. And I mean that a couple of different ways, of course. We've talked about this in episode something or other, how you see yourself. And also, in basically every single workout I've ever put out ever, where we talk about how to shape your body, how to take care of your health, how to work out consistently, how to work out in a way that makes sense for the results that you want. The thing about getting results is that they kind of happen over time. We don't necessarily notice our results from day to day unless we are truly paying attention to one specific kind of result. For example, if you're trying to lose weight or training for a 5K, we notice really specific results in really specific ways. Well, today I was only able to run 2 miles. I'm not getting the result that I want. Or today I weigh whatever it is that I weigh and I'm not getting the result that I want. So sometimes we need to be very careful about when we are on our way to a result, how we're thinking about the results that we are getting. If you are getting the result that you are currently capable of running 2 miles on your way to running a 5K, which by the way is 3.1 miles, for those of you who do not speak in K, my runner bees have learned at least a little bit how to speak in kilometers, unless that is your natural way of speaking and you don't know how to talk in miles. But my American bees, who normally talk in miles, but if you run, you've probably learned at least a little bit about how to speak in kilometers, because so many of our distances are measured in kilometers. But thinking about how 2 miles is not the result that you want, and yet it's more than you were ever able to run before. If today is the first time you've ever been able to run a full 2 miles, you're right both ways. You are right that you are not getting the result that you want because you haven't run a 5K yet. But why in the world would you look at it that way when you are getting the result of running 2 miles, more than you have ever run before? When you are getting the result of learning how to run all the way up to 5K. The way we talk about our results, the way we look for results, the way we think about our results is the key to getting the results that you want. When you are focused on, I'm going to say negativity, and we've had this conversation numerous times, and at some point I probably will make an entire podcast on positive versus negative, but when we focus on negative, the things we don't want, the things we aren't getting, the things we don't have, we see things very differently, and we get for ourselves very different results. Focusing on the negative will get you negative results. It will not get you the positive results that you are looking for. Because the thought that you are having, again, for lack of a better way of putting it, is a negative thought. Negative thoughts create negative emotions. Negative emotions, generally speaking, create negative actions, meaning not doing things. And not doing things doesn't get you very far. You have created negative results. When you are thinking positive thoughts, generally speaking, it evokes and creates for you positive feelings, which is going to, generally speaking, get you positive actions. You're still going to have some things that you don't do on your way to positive results. Specifically, you don't, you know, overeat, you don't overexercise, you don't stay up too late. There will be plenty of things that you don't do, that, you know, negative connotation of don't doing, not doing something, to get you on your way to positive results. And let me be really clear here, again, just to the aside, that simply thinking positively, not what I'm talking about here. Not in the least what I'm talking about here. I do, in fact, have an entire podcast about how thinking positively is not getting you the results that you want either. Simply trying to force yourself to put on a happy face, look at the silver lining, think something positive, is not what I'm talking about in order to get you positive results. I'm talking about legitimately believing in a positive, pleasant way that you are on your way to getting the results that you want. Because let me ask you this, why would you think anything else? Like, for real. And I would love it if you actually answered this. Like, get out a pencil and a paper, or a pen, even better, and paper, and ask yourself, why would I think that I'm not getting the results that I want? Because it's not serving you to think anything other than, I'm on my way to everything I want in the world. When you believe that you are not on your way to getting everything you want in your world, that you are not on the way to getting the results that you want, that of course the results that you have are not the results that you want, you're going to create more of what you already have. The way you are currently thinking has brought you everything you currently have. So look around at the things that you currently have. Look in the mirror. Step on the scale. Walk in your front door. Go to work. Put on clothing. Pet your cat. Go for a walk. All of those things are results that you are currently getting in your life. Do you like them? Do you like what you see when you step on the scale? Do you like what you feel like when you put on clothes? Do you like what you see when you look in the mirror? Do you like what you have when you walk in the front door of your house? Do you like your job? Do you like your cat? Do you like going for a walk? Those are all results. Every single one of those things is the direct result of a thought you had. When you had the thought, I need to get a job, and there were other thoughts. Let me be really clear about this. It's not just the one thought that led you to the result of having the job that you had. There were other thoughts along the way, whether or not you needed to go to college, whether or not you needed to get some sort of certification, whether or not you needed some sort of other training or skill set, whether or not you felt like you were qualified, whether or not you had had the opportunity. Maybe you knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody else that got you on your way to getting where you're going. All of those thoughts, all of those opportunities, all of those circumstances that created thoughts for you came to be a result in your life. You have a job because of a collection of thoughts. One of them was probably something along the lines of, I need a job. Something else might have been, this is what I'm qualified for, this is what I'm capable of, this is what I want to do, this is what's available to me. All of those are thoughts. And I'm being really clear about this, that none of those things were facts. None of those things were inevitable. None of those things were true in any sense of actual truth, 100% truth, something you could prove in a court of law, something that every single person on the face of the planet would agree on. Now, I know that thought, I think I want a job or I need a job. We all kind of agree with that to a certain extent. We all feel the need to work in some way. But your thought and your result is not as factual as you think. And what that means is that you could actually think anything. Because your thought is an opinion, you could think anything. I was just talking to a friend yesterday who was talking about how he had lived or had done a career for 20-some years in a field that he absolutely loved right up until he didn't anymore. And then in his 40s at some point, I don't know exactly what year it was, but at some point in his 40s, he decided that he was going to make a change. He went back to school, he got a master's degree, and started an entirely different career. Entirely different. Not just like, oh, I went back and got more training and, you know, moved up the ladder or anything like that, but like, no. Had been one thing, went to school and became something so completely and utterly different that there was no Venn diagram between them, nothing the same between them. All because of a thought. He had a thought, I'd like to do something different. That was not a fact at all. It was a thought he had that created the result of an entirely different career that he ended up enjoying for another, I think, 20 plus years. Any result that you want can be had with a thought. Your thoughts create your feelings. Your feelings drive your actions, and your actions get you results. If you want different results, and I'm really being clear about the word different here, because you are already getting results. You already have results. If you want different results, you are going to need to think a different thought. Now, what that is exactly is obviously going to depend on what kind of results you want. But what I want to leave you with here today is that the only thing that you need to do is examine your thoughts. Your thoughts got you where you are. Your thoughts can get you anywhere you want to go. So this is a two-part process. Here, I finally have some practical advice for you at the end of the podcast, as so often happens. I tell you all the theory, I give you all the background you need, and at the very end, I've got a two-part process for you. Examine the thoughts that are getting you the results that you currently have, and figure out what thoughts you're going to need to think to get where you want to go. Because that, my friend, is the only difference between the results that you currently have and the results that you want. And you know that means that I want to hear. I would love to hear, what result are you getting in your life right now? And is it what you want? I do hope you'll share. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you again soon. So are you totally loving this mindset work and you really want to do it, like, you know, every day in order to get your goal? Then my friend, you need to join the Get Your Goal group. It is my personal and private, very interactive coaching and accountability group where every day we talk about your mindset and we get your goal. You can learn all about it at paulabfitness.com/get-your-goal. I'll see you in the goal group.